isn't it? Somebody tell me. So who's right? Okay. See, one thing about a small family church, you can do stuff like this, and you just say, just cut that out of the video. Anyway, we will have our, we like to do our Christmas dinner the first Sunday in December, because that way we can have fun, because everybody's got family stuff planned for the whole month of December and stuff, so we'll come together and have a, I was going to say, Jack and Patsy normally join us, and he ministers that Sunday, but he's got some physical things going on, and we just believe he's healed in the name of Jesus, and they're not going to let him leave town. Pardon? So you're going to have to put up with Pastor Jerry that Sunday. And I know. And then we'll have lunch, and we'll do our fun time. That's, Kenny calls it everybody getting mad at each other, Saints game. But we don't get mad. We just have fun. You bring a gift. You know, if you're a girl, you bring a girl gift. Or if you want to, you know, or a boy, bring a boy gift. And then we draw names and just have fun. And then sometimes you get what you want. Sometimes you, most of the time you don't. But that's okay. That's what the game's all about. And it's just a fun time. So, there'll be more information out about just bring some food, and we'll just have fun together. Okay. All right. And then Saturday, December the 14th, from about 9 to noon, we're going to have our children's Christmas program party. I call it our party. And it's kind of a like a vacation Bible school Christmas party for our kids. So that'll be fun. All right. Amen. Glory to God. Would you stand? I told Pastor I'd open it up this morning. Let's stand, and I'm going to read a scripture this morning out of Psalm. It's a David Psalm, and I kind of like this one, out of the Message Bible. And it says this, "Keep me safe, O God. I've run for dear life to you. And I say to God, be my Lord, because without you nothing makes sense." Can I get an amen to that? "And these God-chosen lives all around." Look around your neighbors. "These God-chosen lives all around, what splendid friends they make." Amen? And then it says, now don't just go shopping for a God. Gods are not for sale. I swear I'll never treat God names like brand names. Uh-oh. "My choice is you, God, first and only, and now I find I'm your choice." Whoo! "You set me up with a house and yard, and then you made me your heir. The wise counsel God gives when I'm awake is confirmed by my sleeping heart. Day and night, I'll stick with God. I've got a good thing going, and I'm not letting go." Can you say that? "I've got a good thing going, and I'm not letting go. I'm happy from the inside out and from the outside in. I'm firmly formed. You canceled my ticket to hell. That's not my destination. Now you've got my feet on the life path, all radiant from the shining of your face. Ever since you took my hand, I'm on the right way." I like that. Wow. How about that? I'm happy. You happy from the inside out and from the outside in? That's a good way to put it, isn't it? Amen. Father, we just thank you for your word. Thank you as we enter into praise and worship and magnify your name today. And we lift you up, Lord, the cares of life that try to come in and distract us. I just rebuke all that in Jesus' name, Father, as we have entered into your presence. And we're just going to have fun in your house this morning. Praise and magnify your name. And Father God, and when we leave here today, we're not going to be the same. Father God, those things that's tried to crowd you out and destroy our lives and torment us have no place. Say, they have no place in this service. In Jesus' name, amen. Jesus, shout it everywhere you go. Lift up the name of Jesus. You gotta let
the whole world know. He said, if I be lifted up, I draw men unto me. Come on and lift him up. Lift him up. If I be lifted up, I'll draw men unto me. Come on, lift him up. Lift him up. Well, deaf ears will be open. Blinded eyes will see.
Chains will be broken.
We'll have victory. Come on and lift him up. Lift him up. Lift him up. Lift him up.
Amen.
If I be lifted up, I draw men unto me. Come on and lift him up. Lift him up.
Well, deaf ears, let's do that again.
Well, deaf ears will be open. Blinded eyes will see. Chains will be broken. We'll have victory. Come on and lift him up. Lift him up. You gotta lift him up. Lift him up. If I be lifted up, I draw men unto me. Come on and lift him up. Lift him up.
Amen. Woo! Glory to God. We praise you, Jesus. You remember what that song said? That scripture. Let me find that. That said, I'm happy from the inside out, and from the outside in, I'm fully formed. Hallelujah. All right, let's just see if you're happy this morning. Woo! This is called the happy song. All right.
Oh, I could sing unending songs of how you saved my soul. Well, I could dance a thousand miles because of your great love.
Start it again.
Oh, I could sing unending songs of how you saved my soul. Well, I could dance a thousand miles because of your great love.
My heart is bursting, Lord, to tell of all you've done, of how you changed my life and wiped away the past. What?
I want to shout it out from every rooftop, sing. For now I know that God is for me, not against me. I could sing unending songs of how you saved my soul. Well, I could dance a thousand miles because of your great love.
All right, everybody. Everybody's singing now. Why?
Because we're so happy.
Hallelujah. All right. Everybody's dancing now. Why?
Because we're so free.
All right.
If only we could see your face, see it smiling over us, unseen angels celebrate.
Why?
Cause joy is in this place. Oh, I could sing unending songs of how you saved my soul. Well, I could dance a thousand miles because of your great love.
My heart is bursting.
My heart is bursting, Lord, to tell of all you've done, of how you changed my life and wiped away the past. I want to shout it out from every rooftop, sing. For now I know that God is for me, not against me. I could sing unending songs of how you saved my soul. Well, I could dance a thousand miles because of your.
All right, get ready for this, everybody. Come on now.
Everybody's singing now. Why?
Because we're so happy.
Everybody's dancing now.
Why? Because we're so free. All right.
If only we could see your face, sit smiling seen angels celebrate. Cause joy is in this place.
You know, until the last few years, I had a wrong concept. You know, we had this picture that every time God's like this, you know, looking down, waiting for me to mess up. But when you get the idea, God's smiling at me. Just like my daddy would smile at me when I, you know. God's our Father. He's our Daddy God. And you know, He's smiling at us today. Amen. You got to get that, again, like I tell you, use your imagination when you praise and worship God. Get the image of our Heavenly Father smiling down on me today. Amen. Because He sees the righteousness of His Son in me. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father God. We thank You so much. And while we do this song, we're going to take up our offering. So if the ushers will get ready. Hallelujah. We praise You, Father God. Thank You for Your faithfulness. That You bless Your people, Father God. Because there's times, Father, you know, that I know people say, well, you know, how they keep going out there? Because of God. Because of the faithfulness that God, they, you know, church, you all believe in what God's doing. And God says, you know what? I'm faithful to those. Amen. Thank You in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being moved. God, we believe, yes, we can see it, that wonders are still what You do. Bodies are still being healed.
Do you believe that?
Giants are still being slain. God, we believe, yes, we can see it, that wonders are still what You do. We are here for You. Come and do what You do.
Come on, church.
We are here for You. Come and do what You do. We set our hearts on You. Come and do what You do. Because we need a move.
You need a move in your family today. Come on.
We need a move.
He's going to do it.
We need a move. We need a move. And bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. God, we believe, yes, we can see it, that wonders are still what You do. We are here for You. Come and do what You do. We are here for You. Come and do what You do. Set our hearts on You. Come and do what You do. Cause we need a move. We need a move.
Say that again, church.
We need a move. We need a move.
Miracles happen. Come on.
Miracles happen when You move. Healing is coming in this room. Miracles happen when You move. Heaven is coming. Miracles happen when You move. is coming. Miracles happen when you move. Healing is coming in this room. Miracles happen when you move. Heaven is
here's
coming.
What y'all just play that. I just feel an unction from God. Now, right now, I want everybody to sit down. Now, what I want you to do, we're saying, right now it says miracles happen when you move. It says healing is coming to this room, and I believe with all my heart this is a God thing. I want you to stand where you are if you need a miracle. It's okay. You know, sometimes people of faith, they say, well, I don't want to confess that I need a miracle. Hey, listen. When the Holy Spirit's moving and it says, stand up if you need a miracle, you need to stand up if you need a miracle. All right. Look around you, church. People see, they need a miracle. God, hallelujah. All right, now, if you know somebody, one specific person that needs a miracle, you stand in for them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hold on.
We need a move. We need a move.
Come on, believe it.
We need a move.
Thank you, Father God, for touching these individuals that come here today,
we
Father.
We need a move.
Through the bodies. Hallelujah.
Bodies are still being raised.
Come on.
Giants are still being slain.
You just thank God for your healing. Right now,
God, we you know, believe.
We're not waiting for
yes,
tomorrow.
We can see
right now
that wonders are still what you do.
We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. Set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do. Cause we need a move.
Come on.
We need a move. We need a move.
Lord, I just thank you for my brother, for healing my brother. In Jesus' name. Miracles happen. Come on, church. It's happening right now.
Miracles happen when you move. Healing is
to this room.
In this room. Miracles happen when you move. Heaven is calling. Miracles happen when you move. Healing is coming in this room. Miracles happen when you move. Heaven is coming.
One more time now. Miracles.
Miracles happen
when you move. Healing is coming in this room.
Miracles happen when you move. Heaven is coming. This is a move.
You believe you got it?
Yeah.
Come on.
This is a move. This is a move. This is a move.
We've got it, Father God.
This is a move. Move.
He's moved in this place this morning.
This is a move.
He's moving in this place this morning.
This is a move. This is a move.
We are here. Come on.
We are here you do. We are here for you. Come and do.
Thank you for healing Pastor Shirley and Kenny.
We set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do. Cause we need a move. We need a move.
This is a move, church.
This is a move. This is a move.
Hallelujah. Now thank him for what he's done. Thank him for what he's done. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you for the power of your word. Father, we believe in the move of your Holy Spirit today. All these people, Father, that came to our minds that they need a miracle. They need a breakthrough. We believe it's done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. As we continue, now you worship him. See? When the Lord touches you and touches your life like that, you just begin to praise him over and over for what he's done. Amen? As we continue, just worshiping Jesus. You know, sit, stand, whatever you want to do, but realizing who Jesus is.
You are the Word in the beginning, one with God, the Lord Most High.
Worship him, church.
You're hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you, Lord Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. You didn't want heaven without us. So Jesus, you brought heaven down. My sin was great, your love was greater. So what could separate?
Nothing can separate us now.
What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. Death could not hold you. The veil tore before you. You silenced the boast of sin and grave. The heavens are roaring. The praise of your glory. For you are
You have no rival, you have no equal, now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom,
come on.
Yours is the glory, yours is the name above all names.
What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. You have no rival.
Come on.
You have no equal, now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the glory, yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name it is, what a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ my King. What a powerful name it is, nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus.
Let's go to I Speak Jesus, okay? We're going to do I Speak Jesus instead of that other one. Glory to God. Talking about the name of Jesus. Come on, let's just keep worshiping and praising Him. Hallelujah, Lord God Almighty. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. There's just something about the power in this song that I can't get away from.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. I just want to speak the name of Jesus.
Come on, every.
Till every dark addiction starts to break.
Everyone.
Declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus. Your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like the fire. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over fear and all anxiety. To every soul held captive by depression, I speak Jesus. Your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life.
Break every stronghold, come on.
Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn light.
You know, the Lord reminded me, just keep playing, Bob, the Lord reminded me of a scripture, I think it's in Jude, where it says there are people that are, they're so far in darkness they can't find their way out. I remember Norval Hayes teaching on that. And he says, what we have to do is, with the name of Jesus, we have to pull them out. Because they don't know. And all of a sudden, I think, when that happens and we keep speaking the name of Jesus over them, there'll be a voice of clarity one day. There'll be a light that they'll grab hold on. And that name and that light of Jesus will just pull them out. You got to believe that. Because there may not be anybody else trying to pull them out of that darkness. And they may not know how. But the name of Jesus will just reach down in there. Because Norval Hayes said that happened to his daughter. She would look at him. Norval Hayes said she would come right up to him and get right in his face and says, Daddy preaches to everybody else. Daddy prays for everybody else. But I'm going to hell. Now how would you like that if you're a world-known evangelist and you have a ministry of deliverance and your own daughter comes up and mocks you, God, right in your face? And the Lord showed him. He said, Norval, he said, she's so far in darkness. And all around her, she was in incidences where friends were getting killed. And she wouldn't. She wouldn't even get hurt. And one day, she was in bed we lived in that house for several months, and we were in the bedroom where it happened. It's where that was our little place to stay. But anyway, she was in bed, and something woke her up. And she woke up, sat up in bed, and looked, and there was a big angel sitting there, just like this, just looking at her and frowning. Yeah, going this. Well, so she gets up, and like, you know, now that angel stood up, and she watched that angel walk, I can see that room right now, and walk around the end of her bed, took one look at her, and just whoosh, it's gone through the wall. Well, she jumps up. She runs down the hallway to her daddy's room and says, "Daddy, Daddy, Daddy!" Guess what happened that night? I just want to speak the name of Jesus. Come on.
Over fear and all anxiety.
To every soul held captive by depression.
I speak Jesus.
Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn light.
Next part I love. You ready?
Shout Jesus from the mountains and Jesus in the streets. Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family. I speak the holy name of Jesus.
Are you ready to do that again, church? Come on.
Shout Jesus from the mountains and Jesus in the streets. Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name of Jesus.
Oh, we're going to do that one more time. Come on, do it with conviction.
Shout Jesus from the mountains and Jesus in the streets. Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. And Jesus for my family.
Come on.
I speak the holy name of Jesus. Cause your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn like a fire.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart. Every mind. I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus.
Glory to God. Just lift your hands, church, thanking Him for who He is, for what you believe He's done this morning. I can remember a lady testifying, saying, "Well, you know, I didn't feel anything." It's not a matter of feeling. It's a matter of believing. It's a matter of knowing in your knowing that God's word is true. And my family's strong because of the word of God that's been spoken over them today. And I just, there's so many of these kids that come to my mind that grew up in this church. And seems like right now they're pursuing an avenue of destruction. Do you know what God says? I'm going to turn that destruction into recovery. Because of your faith, the faith of a mother, the faith of a father, the faith of a grandparent, or the faith of a brother or a faith of a sister. Because of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Oh, Lord God, thank you so much. We just love you so much today, Father, that you're just so awesome. Thank you that for delivering people from fear and anxiety and from depression. You know, I've never experienced that, but I know it's a horrible situation. Addictions. They start out the day right, and before you know it, by the end of the day, they've been consumed by an addiction. And they go to bed at night, and Father God, I just pray that you touch them and say, you know what, tomorrow's another day. Let's get up and try it again. Because I've given you my grace. Lord, I just pray that message will get to them. That they're not a failure. They can get up the next day and it'll be another brand new day for them. Thank you, Jesus, for the presence and peace in your presence.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus.
Say that again, church.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus. Till every dark addiction starts to break. Declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you, Father God, that we are in a move. And we're not going to be the same, because we're not the same as when we came in here this morning. Thank you, church, for entering into His presence and being obedient just to follow where the Lord was taking us today. And we love you so much, Father God. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.